This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. This is a show where we just, well, we give leftists the blues. What can I say? And you know what? They deserve it. I know they don't want to believe that about themselves, but they do deserve it. Hey, here's a question for you. How do you brainwash a leftist? Answer, give them an enema. Uh-huh. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. What do we got to talk about today? What don't we have to talk about? We've got the left still in a conniption over the Comey firing, as if they really care. They wanted the guy gone. So what? Comey's gone. Now this, now the prosecution of Donald Trump can't happen. They say it's an affront to the Constitution. Donald Trump now is a dictator, and on and on. After we got through his 8 years of Obama, who just forced us to spend thousands of dollars more on gasoline, thousands of dollars more on health care, thousands of dollars more on taxes every single year, and you got nothing for it. Absolutely nothing. But they tell you Trump is the Antichrist. They are mad at Trump. Good deal. Anyway, what are we going to talk about this hour? Well, I'm going to tell you what can happen if you marry the wrong woman and you happen to be a Trump supporter. Maybe we'll talk about Rosie O'Donnell and her daughter. Her daughter came out with some interesting information about Mommy Dearest. Or maybe we'll talk about Trump's take on Obamacare. And then I'm going to give you a list of things that Obamacare, that Trump did to thwart Obamacare that are going to save you a ton of money. And you're going to go, really? Because it's true. And then we're going to talk about Obamacare's cost. Things that we haven't talked about in a long time on this albatross. Maybe we'll hit Planned Parenthood. I don't know. Tons of stuff. Where do we begin? Let's start with the woman who ran over her husband after she learned, well, a bit of information. And here's what I will tell you. Take warnings seriously about leftists, folks. They are highly dangerous people, toxic, ready to explode and put those toxins on you. And no matter how much the left pretends to want tolerance, ergo peace and harmony, do not believe them. Do not trust him. Leftists are the most dangerous people on the planet, no matter where they live. Prisons around the world are filled with leftists. Those that are not in prison, leftists that is, are only a hair trigger away from going to the big house. Now, you've watched them. They've protested President Trump's election. They've protested Ann Coulter, Milo, you, your way of life. They protest everything about you. They want you to understand how much they do not like you. They like everything else. They want, you know, little midgets. They want white people, black people, green people, blue people. They want tall, short, rich, fat, rich, or, you know, big fat, whatever. They want it all. Women, men, Muslims, Jews, Gentiles, they want it all as long as you think like them. So when you look at a picture of leftists, you go, wow, it's like the freaking UN. Look at them all, United Nations looking and so on. But let me tell you something. The very minute that they get the chance, they will cut you off at the knees. Don't be fooled 1 second. And if once they, when I say get the chance, what I'm talking about is if you go against the grain, then the leftists will come after you, man. Woo! With a vengeance. Yeah, for the left, it's agree with them or die. And this story came out of WorldNet Daily. Check this out. A California woman severely injured her husband by hitting him at great speed with her SUV. And what did he do? What was he guilty of? He confessed that he voted for Donald Trump in the last presidential election. Tanya Whitmore, a devoted militant, for the Hillary Clinton campaign, allegedly used her Ford Escape SUV to trample her husband. His name was Daryl Johnson, and she found out that Daryl had voted for Trump. They say, get this, this is just crazy, folks. Investigators believe her vehicle was going at more than 65 miles per hour when it hit Mr. Johnson. That it was in a more early one morning. After the collision, the vehicle changed direction and ended up crashing into a large tree. Now, I wanted to know when I saw this story, how the heck did this conversation even come up? It had been over 3 months since the election. You know, were the two arguing and the man admitted his guilt? I mean, think about it. To get a woman to DEFCON 1, the average guy has to say, yeah, I did sleep with your best friend. Ha! Take that! Yeah! But this guy says, ha, I voted for Trump. That was his Trump card. You know, they were arguing, and instead, his go for the jugular was, yeah, and I voted for Donald Trump. And she, oh, what? And then how do you get to a place like you're outside, and she can build up speed to 65 miles an hour to hit you? How does that happen? I mean, you drop him off in on the freeway and then circle back? What could you... I don't even know how she did it. That's pretty amazing. They say officers of the San Diego Police Department rapidly arrived on the site and were fortunately able to arrest her before she had time to finish her spouse. What was she possibly going to do to the guy? Finish him? Here's what she says. This is funny because it talks about what I said earlier. I'd have forgiven him for cheating on me with both my sister and my best friend. But this was too much, she shouted after her arrest. The jerk deserved to die. I give you guys warnings on this show. No matter how attractive a leftist woman may appear on the outside, she's just one revelation from killing you. Now, luckily, this woman's husband got rapidly transported to UC San Diego Health Center, where he is in critical but stable condition. I don't know how this dude is bionic. How do you survive that? I mean, these leftists, they train people like Manchurian candidates. Think about it. They could snap at any moment, at a moment's notice. There's no discussion this couple could have had that should have garnered such a reaction. Think about it. And yet, here's a story that nobody would believe in the real world. And it proves that the real wars in this country are being waged by leftists against conservatives. And they wonder why they lost the election. Who would have dared admitting to supporting Donald Trump when you know the people like this crazy chick are out there? Who would do it? You better keep your information close to the chest, as they say. Anyway, got a lot to talk about. Rosie O'Donnell is in the news again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Rosie O'Donnell in the news. Well, her daughter, but her daughter is really talking about her mom. And, you know, we have a long history with Rosie on this program, don't we? Rosie O'Donnell is a vile, despicable human being. She hates President Trump for no reason. I know they've been in their Twitter battles, but, you know, we're talking about adults. And one thing I know about Trump is, as long as you leave him alone, he doesn't bother you. He's like a snake, you know, in a forest. Leave him alone. If you have food, as long as you don't step on him or, you know, get too close, he's good to go. But you bother him, and then he's coming after you. And vile leftists like Rosie O'Donnell, they like poking the tiger, or in this case, the snake. Leftists like Rosie are predisposed to hate for one very simple reason. It is because of their miserable lives. O'Donnell has called President Trump mentally unstable. She's called him the world's worst human. I find that one ironic, since that's what many people think of her. You know, O'Donnell fancies herself a proud feminist. She claims to advocate for human rights, women's rights particularly, and when she's not splitting her time between the femmes and the LGBTQ community, well, she fancies herself a comedian. But I find nothing funny about her unless you like the fact that she looks like, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, chest hair and all. But what's most interesting about Rosie O'Donnell and all of her causes and all of her so-called advocacy work is her claim to help women who have been abused and misused by men. We may now understand the specificity of her help, given that her own daughter accuses her of abuse. I remember Rosie gets married, you know, when I'm using my finger quotes, has her partner, and then, I don't know, thing lasted 2 years. And by the way, the partner was a good-looking lady. You're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, if you wanted a fat, ugly dude, there's a lot of them out there that would have loved you, girlfriend. Why you got to have Rosie? But hey, each his own. So, lasted a couple years. It wasn't very long. And I just remember thinking at the time when they married, who would want to? If you look like that, would you pick Rosie? And I'm happy that some people, I mean, I don't think I'm being superficial. I'm saying Rosie's a vile person. I see her ugly on the inside more than I do on the outside. But guess what? The outside matches. And I'm not talking through, you know, like she's ugly to me because she's ugly on the inside. There are people that you meet and they're beautiful on the outside, but you see them on, you know who they are, and you're like, ugh, I can't look at her and like her. I can't think of one right off the top of my head, but I'd love to give you one. Some Hollywood starlet that you're like, man, if she'd just shut up, I'd probably... Okay, a good one. Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek. I think Selma Hayek is... Whew, I got to fan myself. Yeah. I think Selma Hayek is hot. But her politics, I couldn't deal with it. So, Rosie is with this hot girl, but they break it off. I'm not really surprised. I'm surprised because we're so in love. And I remember thinking, at the time, this ain't going to last 5 years. And it didn't. But they adopted kids together, and I think they ended up having like a custody battle, and Rosie won these kids. And one of the daughter, Chelsea has two mommies. Well, she was jacked up. Now, in full disclosure, I know how jacked up these kids can become when they're adopted. They get super jacked up. We get kids adopted every year, and they're older kids. I don't know what age Chelsea was adopted, but they really experience things, and they feel differently. You know, they don't have the same emotional constructs as a kid who's just been raised with his folks, and, you know, he sees the normal ebb and flow of life. But anyway, her daughter accuses her of abuse. She gave an exclusive interview. And she says Rosie was drunk most of the time when she did some of these quite abusive acts against her. So Chelsea, the young O'Donnell, said her mother locked her in the bedroom. She then adds that her mother attempted to pull her clothes off to see her tattoo. Now, I don't know what that's about. Like, you can't go get a tattoo. You better never get a tattoo. And then she goes in there and she's like, I got a tattoo, Ma. And she's like, I'm going to see it, and takes her clothes off. Or who knows? I don't know. Will we ever know? But far worse, O'Donnell's daughter said her mother threatened to strike her with an empty wine bottle and told her she could kill her. She could kill her. Now, again, I wasn't there. Don't look at me like I'm all crazy. I wasn't there. I don't know what transpired. This is what the girl says. I'll get to what Rosie says in a second. But in this interview, Chelsea says the 2015 incident triggered 2 years of challenges with her mother that have resulted in estrangement between them. So they don't talk anymore. Chelsea recalls another situation where Rosie was violent towards her, striking her at boarding school where she was attending. And here's what she said. Since I was 12, Rosie has been verbally abusive, and that was something I didn't like, making me feel that there was something wrong with me. And I was 13, 14. I was at a boarding school in Utah. Had trouble getting, she kept getting into trouble, I should say. And she got locked in a room. She had to come see me and they let her in. We started arguing because I didn't want her there. She got really close to me. I tried to push her away and she hit me. Now, adopted children feel this way, folks. They're difficult to raise. They tend to have severe fear of abandonment. And these fears bear themselves out in theft. And, you know, they don't look at it as stealing. They look at it as, you know what, I need this for my survival. So Chelsea goes on. She says she tries to make people think I'm crazy. And she's a great mother that she's trying to save her daughter when none of that's really true. She says, I feel like she's been very dishonest and done things that have really hurt me in my life. I want to clear things up and get the truth out. So here's what O'Donnell did. She responded. She accused her daughter of being mentally ill, offered nothing to showcase the love between a parent and a child, particularly a mother and her child. Here's what she said. Chelsea is mentally ill, has been in and out of hospitals most of her life, born addicted to heroin. She has a tough road. As for her comments, unfounded, untrue, desperate. She is very sick. She is not capable of truth or reason. If these allegations are true, O'Donnell's life is a complete contradiction. But surprise, there's meat at the butcher shop, right? I believe it. I believe this kid. Rosie O'Donnell's volatile. She's more volatile than she is ignorant, and she's very ignorant. Never forget the story where they talked about Rosie O'Donnell the moon was flat? No, it wasn't that, was it? It wasn't that. But it was a crazy idea, but Rosie fully believed it. And I remember thinking, I thought that was a joke. I thought she's a comedian. That was a joke. It wasn't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics in Lawrence, Kansas. That's who you're listening to. And I got to say, we've been busy, so busy, trying to get this movie out. BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can donate to support, help us make it. This movie is awesome. I got a screening, private screening set up for Gary Sinise. Now, I don't know if Gary's going to go for it, but I got a private screening set up for Gary and a few others. This is cool. It's so cool to be part of the process. Something different, something new. And I'm excited. I really am. And I'm not excited because, ooh, we can make a lot of money. I mean, if we do, that'd be great. But I'm excited because we're telling a story for the police from their perspective, and doggone it, it's about time, don't you think? Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about MTV host another absurd award show. Decadence, depravity, immaturity, lunacy, all wrapped into one. These things were all lauded during the MTV, MTV Movie Award. The host was Adam Devine. You never heard of him? Don't worry about it. Handed out Golden Popcorn Participation Awards for TV for the first time, along with the movie awards. The Associated Press narrated the event. They even described the event as irrelevant and progressive, and a modern-day trip through the looking glass. MTV called it the year's biggest party. But this party also made a serious statement with its new policy of breaking down gender barriers in its new format, as men and women competed jointly in acting categories. Bravo! Right? Why should there be a best actor, best actress, best person on the film, best supporting actor / actress? Why should we segregate? That's what they did. The show maintained its traditional irreverence with awards recognizing the best duo. For example, Hugh Jackman and Daphne Keene of the film Logan. Best tearjerker, This Is Us. Best kiss, Ashton Sanders and Jarell Jerome of Moonlight. The last award was presented by co-stars in the film smash Get Out. Man, woman, androgynous, offend, don't offend. It would not be MTV without some sanctimonious stance on an obscure, oddball topic being thrust into the mainstream, and they did not disappoint. That's what they do. They appoint. They don't disappoint. This year's token spotlight was on Asia Kate Dillon. Don't be surprised if you don't know who it is. And here's what they said about Asia Kate Dillon. Now, I happen to watch this show, and I love it. And I love how they've taken this character and really given her an odd, it is an oddball role, but she plays it to the hilt. So, here's what the policy was. They say the policy was put into practice by Asia Kate Dillon when she proudly noted she's been able to break down gender barriers as the, quote, first openly non-binary actor to play an openly non-binary role on a major TV show. She's on Billions. Then presented the Best Actor in a Movie Award to Emma Watson of Beauty and the Beast. Now, a non-binary person is someone who doesn't identify with either gender. So if you see that show, she gets paid $1 million by the guy's name is Axe. She gets paid $1 million by Axe to be an analyst because she's like a walking computer, and she she plays almost an android. Like, I just have no personality. Don't do this. There's no emotion in her work. And it's a cool character. It really is. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I was starting a business, I would want a room full of those people. I talk a lot about, I don't talk a lot about it, but I think a lot about introverts. Well, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that want to be in the forefront. You know, put me out front. Yeah, I can't put me in the game. Woo, I'm all big enough. And I think to myself, nah, you're not really as ready for that as you think. I want people sometimes to just say, I want to be behind the scenes. I want to be the person that's making you look good. That's rare. Anyway, she plays this. And here's what she says. Acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes and doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's what Emma Watson said. Huh. Interesting. So the guy who was the moderator, his name is Adam Devine. He said, tongue-in-cheek, he described himself as a progressive personality fully equal to the night's high-minded theme. As the caption, Adam gets it, flashed on the screen, Devine declared, I love Hugh Jackman, but I call him Hugh Jackperson. In celebration of the first gender-neutral award went to an actress known as Hermione Granger in an uber-PC impassioned speech. So ready yourselves. Non-binary gender is the new PC catchphrase that's making the rounds in modern culture. The Urban Dictionary defines it as non-binary, refers to any gender that is not exclusively male or female. A similar term is gender queer. You're learning something here, aren't you? I get it. Some common non-binary gender identities include agender, bigender, gender fluid, androgyny, and neutre. It is usually considered to be under the transgender umbrella, and some non-binary people will also identify as trans. I gotta think about some of this stuff a little bit. It used to just be so easy to think about people in terms of gender and sexuality. It was easy. Not anymore. They say the stars of the Oscar-winning film Moonlight also had something to say during their acceptance speech. I think it is safe to say that it is okay for us young performers, especially us minority performers, to step out of the box and do whatever it takes to tell the story and do whatever it takes to make a change, Jerome said at the podium beside his co-star. This award is for us artists who are out there who need to step out of the box and do whatever it takes to get people to wake up. Sanders then added, this award is bigger than Gerald and I. This represents more than a kiss. This is for those who feel like the others, the misfits. This represents us. Okay. I don't get some of this stuff. I'm being honest with you. I'm looking at a lot of these things and just saying to myself, do these people really believe it? What's the deal? John McCain. And of course, these award shows always have to get political. Maxine Waters, giving her Democrat colleagues some competition of stepping in front of the camera. Chuck Schumer has been said, if there's a camera between you and Chuck, you better get out of the way. He'll run you over. But Maxine Waters has been making the circuit. So she actually was at this event because she was not going to miss the opportunity to be at a party, and she crashed it. Tracy Ellis Ross, daughter of the music legend Diana Ross, represented the politically themed Best Fight Against the System Award. Yeah, what's this so-called award got to do with movies or TVs is anyone's guess. You don't have to make sense with liberals. I will take this moment to go off script and say, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thank you, Ross said as the crowd continued to applaud. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your voice, how you will use it. Thank you for being an extraordinary example for all of us, especially in these times. Never mind the fact that 78-year-old Waters has been in Congress since 1981, 26 years to be exact, older than most of her audience. And then, of course, they had The Daily Show's Trevor Noah, who professes to be a comedian. I see nothing funny about him, and he won for Best Host. Here's what he says. This is the one person I aspire to be every single day, he said, and that is my mom. A powerful, strong black woman who never listened when anyone told her she couldn't be more. Whatever. He then says, thank you, Donald J. Trump, for the comedy. Too bad you miss it, Noah. Not even Trump can save this man. Anyway, some of the participation award highlights included a new award, Best Fight Against the System, went to the film Hidden Figures. It tells the story of a team of black women, mathematicians who served a vital role at NASA during the space program's early years. The mission of the filmmaker, said one of its stars, Taraji P. Henson, was to dispel a wrong-headed cultural myth so another young girl wouldn't grow up thinking her mind wasn't capable of grasping math and science. Yeah, a cultural myth. I don't share that myth. I don't know where this comes from because I've never heard that blacks can't grasp math or science. In fact, when I flew back, it was a STEM program that was mostly black kids, and they were in competition. Science, technology, engineering, and math, they were in competition with others. They had come from a competition, I should say. It was interesting to watch them. Anyway, this, I don't know if you grew up with MyMTV, but that network was lowballing the gutter for ratings since Madonna's 1984 Like a Virgin performance. It used to fight the power. Pre-chat room bastion for Gen Xers. That was 35 years ago. Not anymore.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. When I saw Gruber coming out on TV, the guy who essentially said that a ruse has been played on the American people regarding Obamacare, and he's the one who helped to sell the ruse, and I thought to myself, anybody that wants to give this guy credibility, it's a joke. I understand people wanting to interview him because that's what people do. They say, oh, let's interview the guy because he's a hot topic or whatever. But can you take this guy seriously? I can't believe the left would try to blame Trump on the biggest of Obama's frauds on this nation. One would think that the left had had enough of Barack Obama. But when Obamacare is all they have to measure Obama's success by, and I use my finger quotes when I talk about success, they are forced to try to save it. They are forced to speak nothing but good things about this absolute failure. Obamacare is a failure of monumental proportions. And if the media and the left were being truthful, they would just admit that. The so-called Affordable Health Care Act has caused more Americans to choose between buying food or paying their mortgages over paying for health insurance than probably anything in our history. More people fear hospitalization than at any time in modern history. And there is hardly an argument that you can wage that is pro-Obamacare that can't be debunked with real evidence. And yet, these people act as if the sky is falling because Donald Trump has said enough is enough. It's amazing. And Jonathan Gruber, the architect of the Obamacare ruse, appeared on Fox News Sunday last week with Chris Wallace. He was interviewed about the new health care bill. And amazingly, Gruber made the bold claim that President Trump is to blame for the failures of Obamacare.
And here are some stats. Premiums under Obamacare went up an average of 24% across the country this year. The average number of insurers in each market has dropped from 5.9 in 2015 to 3.9 now. Professor Gruber, in Iowa, there is now only one insurance company left in all but five counties in Iowa, and they just announced, Medica, that they're thinking of dropping out, which means there'd be no insurance companies for the marketplace in all but five counties in Iowa.
Look, and whose fault is this? Before President Trump was elected, there were no counties in America that did not have an insurer. Since President Trump's been elected, and massively...
You're going to blame the problems with Obamacare on President Trump?
We had a situation under Obamacare where there was a one-time premium increase last year that made up for the fact that insurers massively underpriced in the first 2 years. And the problem was fixed. Insurers' positive profits were trending positively. Insurers were saying positive things about their ability to stay in the exchange and succeed. Then you have a president who comes in, undercuts open enrollment, doesn't honor the obligations this law makes to insurers.
All right.
And as a result, premiums are going up and insurers are exiting. You can look at the quotes from insurers themselves.
We're running out of time, and I'm interrupting both of you equally. Carl, your thoughts about that?
Nice try, Hans Gruber. Obamacare, folks, was failing long before Trump was ever a serious contender for president. And for Gruber to say all that nonsense, it was quite frankly amazing to hear. And let's not forget, nobody on the left thought Trump would win. So how could any eventualities in health care be based on Trump? In other words, if you said, well, we were planning for Donald Trump, ergo, all these things that were going to kick in were going to kick in. There wasn't a business there. The people in the medical community weren't like, well, Donald Trump's the inevitable president, so we should prepare for this. If they were preparing for anything, they were preparing for Hillary Clinton. So no, you can't use that as an excuse. Doctors and insurers exited long before Donald Trump came into the picture. And so they went through all these statistics on it. And I'll use Arizona as an example, because one of my researchers got us this information. She said, this year in Arizona, unsubsidized premiums for the second lowest cost silver plan will jump by 116%. $196 to $422. Now, how does Gruber justify these numbers since the new Health Care Act was passed, and then he blames the failure on a president who's been in office for 3 months? But I got to tell you, Karl Rove did his homework. He gave the best response. I'm telling you, I tip my hat to him for having done his research, for being able to refute Gruber. And so here's the rest of that clip, but you got to hear this.
Look, last week, Dr. Gruber wrote a column,
which
he blamed it all on the insurers because they guessed wrong. Really, actually, the government told them to consider that they would get a lot more healthier younger people than they actually got in any single year that this program's been in effect. He said Trump stopped the ads. Trump stopped the ads on the 26th of January, and the end of the enrollment period was the 31st. Really, the problems of Obamacare are going to be solved by 4 days worth of TV ads. Really? He also said the executive order said not to enforce the individual mandate, and that caused disruption in the force. Well, President Obama delayed the individual mandate for 2 years and the employer mandate for a year. And finally, he said, he talked about the cost sharing payments, and that caused distress among the insurance.
Well, the insurance companies are getting the cost-sharing payments despite the fact that last year a federal judge declared them illegal. President Trump said, I'll continue to pay them until the issue is resolved. Last October, Dr. Gruber said the program is working exactly as we designed it. Now, it was designed, as he said earlier, with the stupidity of the American people built into their calculations of how to sell it. But it is a broken system, and it's going to go under.
So there you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That you can't get any more succinct in terms of everything that these people promised. There is no way you can look at this and say this is Donald Trump's fault. Yet what do these suckers do? They come out there and they try to pass the buck. Pass the buck how? Health insurance premiums increased 9.4% from 2010 to 2011, the first year that Obamacare was passed, and they've continued to rise. Throughout the nation, the average annual family premium for healthcare-sponsored plans increased 4.2% to $17,545. That's well over $1,000 a month. At the state level, premiums have averaged a 28% increase from 2009 to 2014. You're getting hit at every angle. I mean, you are getting kicked, punched, elbowed, and kneed, and then put in a headlock and given a noogie. There's no way that the left, they could not have passed this without lying. And this is why my hope is we can actually take this thing back to the Supreme Court and undo it and mandate that the government and pass a law that says the government cannot force us to buy anything. That is a slippery slope that we never should have gone down. It's amazing that we've even gotten to this point. The lack of transparency in this bill was the huge advantage that they had. And you could call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but that is what it took. And I wouldn't even call it that. It is the it isn't the stupidity of the voter. I mean, a lot of us were looking into it and we knew better. But it's the apathy of the American voter. It's the reason why, you know, these people sell these guys on the concept of something and they don't divulge the truth. I wouldn't blame the American voter. If you said to me, we're going to decrease your cost, we're going to make insurance affordable for everybody, we're going to cover pre-existing conditions, it won't cost you a dime more. In fact, it'll be less over time, blah, blah, blah. If I just believe that and you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, et cetera, it looks good on paper. And so if you stop there, you go, okay, I get it. But the problem is you can't stop there. You must continue to dig. So let me ask you this. If I can I get it in writing that this policy is going to cover me in what they call grandfathering? Well, they wouldn't do that because Barack Obama's out clause was, well, only if your plan met the new requirements. Well, he didn't say that when he was running. See, they changed the rules of the game in midstream, and we're supposed to go, oh, well, okay, well, there's new rules. I get it. And then they put in all kinds of taxes and stuff. I'm going to have to talk about that later on in the broadcast. But they put in all kinds of things. They hid things in there. The absolute abject lack of transparency is what should have people fuming. It certainly does me, and probably does you. But you got to admit, Karl Rove handed Gruber his butt. And, you know, Chris Wallace rightfully let Karl Rove respond to that at the very end. But I got to tell you, he earned his stripes with me on Fox that day by refuting Gruber with actual information that even Gruber had probably left him speechless.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.